Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Collateral Damage, The Mysterious Deaths of Marilyn Monroe and Dorothy Kilgallen, and the Ties That Bind Them to Robert Kennedy and the JFK Assassination, by Mark Shaw. Read by Phil Thron. Yes, there was something special about me, and I knew what it was. I was the kind of girl they found dead in a hall bedroom with an empty bottle of sleeping pills in her hand. Marilyn Monroe. The greater our knowledge increases, the more our ignorance unfolds. President John F. Kennedy. Justice is a big rug. When you pull it out from under one man, a lot of others fall too. Dorothy Kilgallen. Now I can go back to being ruthless. Robert F. Kennedy. Bobby's a great kid. He hates the same way I do. Joseph P. Kennedy. The dead cannot cry out for justice. It is the duty of the living to do so for them. Lois McMaster Bujold. Author's Note. During the research and writing of both the best-selling The Reporter Who Knew Too Much and the follow-up book Denial of Justice, this author was constantly asked two questions more than any others. Is the mysterious death of Marilyn Monroe connected to the mysterious death of Dorothy Kilgallen, and may both be examined in the context of the JFK assassination? At first, although Dorothy and Marilyn knew each other, as evidenced by the famous journalist's columns about the famous movie star, and public appearances where photos were taken of these two amazing women, there seemed to be few similarities between them, perhaps only that both died at early ages, Marilyn at 36 and Dorothy at 52. And while both of these media icons had touched the lives of John Kennedy, there did not appear to be any entanglements worthy of a new book. This viewpoint changed over time since more in-depth research into Marilyn's life and times and her tragic death led to this author's determination in late 2019 that Marilyn and Dorothy, as well as JFK, were victims of what may be labeled collateral damage. To be more specific, each death was triggered by the actions of one man whose abuse of power and ruthless behavior caused all three to be in danger, providing varying degrees of motive to eliminate them. In effect, a hurricane of evil caused these deaths, perpetuated by the powerful man in question. The result is collateral damage, written for those who have read The Reporter Who Knew Too Much and Denial of Justice, and those who have not done so. Some duplication of the facts contained in both of the previous books, especially information about Kilgallen's early years and her career, is necessary, but only to add emphasis and relevancy to the new material presented, providing a heretofore never published account of what happened to Marilyn, JFK, and Dorothy when they died within 40 months of one another during a 3-year period, 1962 to 1965. The ensuing true crime murder mystery also celebrates the life and times of all three historical American treasures, providing a balanced insight into the human side of each of them, warts and all, thus enabling a proper sense of loss due to their tragic deaths. For certain, Marilyn was much more, as will be explained, than a sex symbol characterized as a dumb blonde, and Kilgallen was much more than simply a newspaper columnist and TV quiz show star, though these accomplishments were impressive. The intention here is thus to shine more of a spotlight on each of the three personalities by including verifiable, accurate accounts from credible, little-known primary sources who knew them, or from books or articles written close to when they lived and died by those who knew them best. This way, untrue accounts about their tragic deaths don't undermine what they meant to the world beyond those sensational headlines, distortions of history that should be erased from the public's mindset. Such a state of affairs is especially true regarding JFK's assassination, due, it seems clear, to the misconception of it being the greatest American murder mystery in history, to the point where it has become a part of offhand comments, such as, "You have about as much chance of finding a four-leaf clover as finding out who killed JFK. The odds of cleaning up the planet in lieu of global warming are even higher than identifying who was on the grassy knoll when Kennedy was shot." Or, "I'm about as likely to tell you what happened as I am to confess I killed JFK." As for Marilyn, perhaps less for Kilgallen, whose celebrity status was buried for 50-plus years after she died, most people look at the movie star with a stereotypical perception that she was a sexpot who became a star only because of that appeal, instead of her being what she really was, an accomplished actress and a very caring and intelligent human being, as will be presented here. With this in mind, as the journey regarding what happened to these three important historical figures advances along, those who have sought to distort history are exposed, including the ones who have orchestrated multiple cover-ups about their deaths, lasting for 6 decades and counting. Shame on them, since John Kennedy, Marilyn Monroe, and Dorothy Kilgallen deserve better. To that end, this author, as the voice for each of the three regarding the defining moments in their lives, will continue his attempt, based on the compelling new evidence in this book, to convince Congress that the events surrounding JFK's death must be re-examined, and that both Marilyn and Dorothy's cases must be reopened to a thorough investigation by the authorities in Los Angeles and New York City. When this happens, justice may finally prevail, leading to further research based on my contributions to history. Mark Shaw.